Mobile COVID-19 testing directed to underserved neighborhoods is underway in Schenectady. It's been a busy Tuesday at Mount Pleasant Middle School, where several Schenectady-based healthcare organizations have joined forces to bring coronavirus testing to city neighborhoods. Rory Schmidt is the dental director at Hometown Health Center.
This is very crucial to the county of Schenectady. We have very limited testing so far, so by having access through Ellis and Hometown and public health, it's really going to give access to all the residents of Schenectady County to get a better idea of what's going on. Most of the testing has been in Albany County, but very limited in Schenectady and Rensselaer, so our numbers aren't accurate as of right now.
Schmidt says there is an urgent need to expand the number of symptomatic people who are tested in order to minimize the risk of spread, and also help build a database of individuals who, after full recovery, may be candidates to donate plasma to help combat the virus in others. Leslyn Williamson, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer with Ellis Medicine, says the majority of people in Schenectady affected by COVID-19 are African American and Latino.
And that's been shown also from the statistics in New York City. So it's imperative for us to do this, knowing that a lot of the community members are affected with lots of comorbidity, hypertension, diabetes. Those are the two that, you know, seem to come up each and every time that someone's actually hospitalized.
Ellis, with support from Schenectady County Public Health Services and MVP Healthcare, began the new set of testing sites on Monday. Williamson adds the primary goal is to reach symptomatic people who have limited access to transportation and may not have a primary care physician. Mount Pleasant is one of a handful of sites available for both walk-up and drive-up testing. Of 146 individuals tested Monday, Williamson says more than 70% were people of color.
Well, we've seen it across the country, Louisiana, New York City, again, looking at all the five boroughs that certainly have played out. For us in the capital region, we would be foolish not to take heed to the warning that happened outside of our region.
Officials say expanded testing is now possible due to an increase in testing supplies, even though high demand continues to present serious challenges. The partners have requested additional kits and supplies from the New York State Department of Health. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.